Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
In. Brandon Walker out this week. Death in his family. He's back in Mississippi. We're certainly thinking about our esteemed host. He will be back here ready to roll next week. Also, Marty Mush and Rico Bosco out this week. They are down south for Stool Bench Mob. I saw some footage of them yesterday with Eric Musselman at Arkansas. I know they're going to see Nate Oates at Alabama, too. Glad to see this emphasis on SEC basketball. This is a whole new thing.
Real quick. Can we get a grade on Rico's throw from 3 points?
His throw?
Yeah.
I just saw a couple shots he made.
Did you see it, Big Ev?
I mean, he made it.
His shot, it did go in.
Quick release.
It did. Very quick release. Like, it was a matrix
like a little,
release.
Like a, almost like Sean Marion, but higher.
It was a chest pass.
Watch, he's got on the screen. Little pump fake there. Bang.
Like, wait.
That's, quick release is a good thing.
He
for
looked like
just,
a dolphin.
Exactly.
It is
funny, though.
Flipper Bosco. From deep. It's a good shot.
Almost a little Sean Marion, just a little higher.
Yeah, it went in.
Not from the chin, just a little, maybe like the chin.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good. That's too funny. I mean, it's too funny. Look, as a man that can barely shoot a basketball, I just am happy when it goes in.
Oh, I am not throwing shade at all. I mean, you saw me in my driveway. It was not a follow-through whatsoever. AAU CYO ball. Well in the background of my life. Rico Bosco, as long as it goes in, we're good.
Fun crew of characters. Looks awful familiar from yesterday. First on the left, Smitty already chiming in. Good to have you back. I got to be honest, enjoying when you come on Pick Central.
Oh, I enjoy being here. Trust me. Anytime I'm in New York, anytime I'm outside of Philly, I'm on Pick Central. I'm always here. Thank you very much, Benjamin Vodka and Brandon Walker. Enrico Bosco.
Big Ev joining us as well. Ev, how are you?
I feel good. Had a good little run in the ice cold.
We got to get this on the air. Get it on the air. Get it on the air.
Hey, Rico, how we doing?
Yeah, did the fucking shot go in?
Hey, that's exactly what I said.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I just...
Yeah, he's got a long release. So, yeah, I released it a little low. I'm not going up when a guy's 6'3". Maybe you read a fucking scouting report one time. You would know that if you were a major basketball journalist.
Hey, first of all, I never claimed to be a major basketball journalist. Second of all, I was giving compliment. I said it was like the Matrix. I didn't even see, like, what was going on or where it was coming from. It was a quick release, as did Ev. Megan, new girl Megan's the one who called you a flipper.
No, you said he was flipper. I said you looked like a dolphin, and it's majestic. It was majestic. I was not poking fun. I am a writer.
Yeah, echo the Bosco.
Don't try to pin new people against each other, all right?
It's all right, Rico. It was a good release. It went in.
I'm on the under tonight.
He's on the under.
Under 11, all-star game.
Thank you, Rico.
Rico Bosco from Fayetteville, Arkansas, I think, still. I don't know if he's headed to Tuscaloosa yet, but I do appreciate him calling, and that is pretty damn funny.
He's always watching. He watches the show whether he's on it or not, for sure.
Oh, I don't know if he was watching, but somebody informed him.
He's got
a rider. A rider let him know.
That one was pretty quick.
It was very quick.
That was pretty quick. I think that one he was watching.
Nobody was talking that bad on him.
No, because every time when I'll get a text, a phone call, something.
Well, Ev, appreciate you coming in. Good to see you as always. It's great to have you back. I like what you said yesterday. Just good to be back here doing the
day. It feels good. It was a long time. It was like a month. Everything was going on in Omaha. Bada bing, bada boom. We're back. Feels good.
Hell yeah. And Megan, day two. Really looking forward to. Did you survive the stream last night? How are we doing?
Yeah, I survived. It's been funny. So many people have texted me, literally asking, like, "Are you okay?" Like, I got beat up last night, like physically, and I'm like, Yes, I am okay. I got a key card this morning. I was let in the office. We're all good. I am here. We will survive.
But it's your perfect introduction. I don't think anybody's come in and actually went hot right off the jump.
That's what Fran said. She's like, it was like a one of us, one of us.
Literally.
Perfect.
Brandon Walker, first night hired, went 0-3. Famous.
Especially 0-3. After he was bumping his chest, being mm-hmm. like, I'm going to be the first good gambler in this office. 0-3 right away. He stinks like the rest of us.
Mush, obviously. Benjamin with your run.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like maybe there's something to somebody brought this up that it's like, you know, gambling's already can be tough and everybody has ups and downs, but I feel like right when like the focus is on you at the Dave thing, it almost like puts more pressure, maybe
a little bit, don't you think?
I think there's only one person here that actually like went on a hot streak, and it wasn't even his picks. It was just Dave having Tommy around for good luck. It was Dave's picks. And Tommy was, at that point, a non-used cum rag. And then he became very used. Not my words. Dave Portnoy's words.
Well, look, the home run derby, I mean, not
tough to be called a used cum rag.
As a spectator and a friend of Tommy's.
Yeah. Wait, a used? He really called him a used cum rag?
A used cum rag.
He was over with.
Yeah, the once luck, he dried up.
Yeah, the luck ran out.
Dried up. Just became that hard, rock-solid sock. That might be the most degrading name called to anybody at this company.
He kicked him off the street. If I remember correctly, I believe he was wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Your nice suit.
Tommy suit. Tommy Smokes.
A suit.
Yeah. See, Tommy Smokes came to prominence or in the limelight here when, what was it, March Madness. 3 years ago?
Probably four, actually. I believe it was right before I became an intern.
So like 3-4 years ago, Dave Portnoy just started winning with him by his side, and that's it. And Tommy's a 20-year-old senior at Fordham who's still in school. I mean, Dave was almost there playing Fortnite with him.
He was going to Dave's apartment. Mm-hmm. He switched with Big Cat to go in the. Well, I think that was the legendary story. He would bet on all these baseball games, and he basically had Big Cat like switch from. First class, go to the back, switch the mojo at Tommy, come up front, and every game just flipped.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. He just won everything, and he went up a shit ton of money.
Yeah, and then the following year, cum rag dried up.
Yeah.
Oh, nasty.
Tommy's still here 4 years later.
Oh, yeah.
4 years later, and
he's awesome.
Love Tommy.
All you got to do is throw it in the washing machine and go.
Oh,
and
it's still pretty stiff.
Talking from experience.
Yeah. He got to come in quite a bit. He won a lot. He got his rocks off.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know how to follow that. But, Megan, I just want to hear your thoughts. You had your big first day at Barstool in the office. And obviously, I know you're going to be staying down in Louisiana. So, you know, first time to New York. You know, a lot getting thrown at you yesterday, just overall.
Yeah, it was definitely a mental gymnastics. But it was very enjoyable. I mean, I was talking to somebody else, you know, betting's already hard and everyone, you know, telling me to kill myself last night because I did not pick the correct home run derby winner. Like, just look yourself in the mirror. I didn't pick the correct home run derby winner. My bad.
I thought it was funny on the stream last night. You took a good. There were a couple really, really funny moments with your pick loss to Dave was just reading all the comments. I was like, God, that's so brutal. I'm sorry to even laugh, but like I took.
You've been there.
I took it for a week. Oh, at least mine won one night. Mine was like 10 days.
I had to go back to Louisiana now. You have to stay up here.
Yeah, but overall though, I thought you took it well. I saw you chirped back at Dave a little bit on there last night too.
I couldn't just lay down and die. I had to say a little bit of something, but I wanted to make sure I still respected my president. You know.
I mean, here we said it. You do all day yesterday or after. It is so much better to come in last than if he came in like fourth.
Yeah, it would have sucked.
That would have been just boring. Him being the worst person in the derby.
Literally the
fucking
worst.
Was like the second best thing that could have happened.
That's mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. So we're a new day. New day. I do not have any bets today. Well, you know, I lied. I did tell someone that I think that Ohtani will record a hit and a strikeout tonight plus 130. So technically, I guess I do have a pick out today. So
All-Star game's also not the easiest to handicap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crapshoot. You don't know how much people are going to play in this.
I just think, you know, Tani just, he pretty much. I mean, he did decent last night.
Just slow start.
Wasn't like a Shohtani moment. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that I get a little bit more sparkle today out of him.
But if there's one thing about All-Star games, the people who seem like they're front and center do perform. Like, I remember, like, back in the Barry Bonds days when, like, Torrey Hunter just robbed him of a home run. Just seems like people who, like, are supposed to do that well are going to do something.
So I saw, he said plus 130, so I went ahead. It's nice. Little one bet. If I go, 0-2 my first 2 days here on the fucking home run derby and the All-Star game, it can't be the worst thing that happens.
Yeah, you'll fit right in. You'll fit right in. Some other, so you did the stream. You did a bunch of stuff yesterday. We really enjoyed having you on Pick Central. Just any other highlights today? That it sounds like you were hopping around. You were on the rundown too.
Oh yeah, I hopped on there. I gave my Joey Gallo pick there too. But I also, again, I put out Poirier. I will say that until I die. So I'm just gonna
claim that as your first Barstool
pick. Yeah, I'm gonna die on that hill. Highlight of the day is. I had bagels with you, and then I didn't eat all day, and then I finally went to eat, and I got back, and Dave was like, what are you doing? The stream starts in 2 minutes. I'm like, it's 45 minutes away. And he was like, no, it's now. And I was like, okay, let's go.
The funniest thing, I didn't tweet this, but before when you were gone, and before you came back, it was like 7:20, 7:30. Dave walked up and asked where my girlfriend was at. I was like, whoa. I was like, that's in a different life. I started dying when he said that. I was like, yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm good friends with Alex, obviously. Her husband, who's awesome, but I just started laughing when he said that. I thought that was one of the funniest.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. There was a lot of people that actually thought that, Mincy, or that thought that, like, we were related or something along those lines. I love you, Mincy, but our marriage would never work out.
I know that for fact. I know that for fact. But either way, I just was dying at that. When Dave said that, I was like, this can't be real life. What's going on here? All right, so a bunch of stuff to get into today. First of all, let's talk about Pete Alonso last night. Holy freaking crap.
Did was exactly what he was supposed to do.
Well, the most amazing stat about Pete Alonso is he has now made more money from home run derbies than he has as an actual salary.
A lot more.
Too. A lot more. Like, no shit, like he fucking came out swinging. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about finally sobering. By the end. We're like, Mincy said, we need to start like researching this for next year.
Like, who needs the money? Like, who's on the rookie money? Contracts that needs that $1 million?
Yeah, so he's earned what, 15, 1.5 mil, and then $2 mil from the home run derby? Not a bad life.
And yeah, and last year there wasn't, and there wasn't even a home run derby last year.
He's probably pissed.
Repeat Alonso.
All serious, I don't think I've ever seen someone just consistently barrel up the ball like that. Like, just like they were just rockets. And like, they were all no doubt.
His pitcher deserves a big tip,
too. That graphic of literally every single pitch, either the home run or not, was right down the middle.
What do you think the etiquette is there? 20%? 10%? What do you tip a dealer when you win a tournament, Mincy?
I feel like this is more like a caddy in golf.
Which is
true.
Than a dealer in a poker tournament.
True. 10% when you win, so there's 100 grand.
I don't know. I felt like last night.
I mean, that's etiquette.
That's tough on Alonso when you're only... that's 10% of your whole salary for the year.
I was surprised that he didn't actually have the longest home run. I mean, I know Soto rocked it for what was like 520. It was like right over what we needed. But I really thought Alonso was going to, there was a couple that I thought were just fucking gone.
He just had those like consistent, like he was in like 480 foot line drives.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
They were just missiles. Everyone just missile. Bang, bang, bang. Just off the bat, no doubters.
So worried about all those kids. Just getting one guy got hurt.
He was just bebopping. Stuff. Right? He's just vibing. The one's getting carried off on a stretcher. He's just chilling. Like, just...
You do what you got to do. You're on a timer.
Yeah, I mean, that was the ultimate. He was about business. More than anyone.
Making more money than you do all year.
That's what I'm saying. He was fucking, he was there to win.
There was a lot more preparation from him, it felt like, than some of the others, too.
He's probably putting more effort into winning that than he is to winning games with the Mets.
Can't make $1 million this year for the Mets.
I mean, you think about it, between, like, having the home run rookie record for the Mets and winning two home run derbies, I mean, that's the most of his, like, sponsorship exposure than anything else.
For sure. And always weird to me, too, like, I'm pretty sure he's from Florida. But he just, like, he should just be from, like, Wisconsin or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, he's just got that,
the marketability of the Midwest
country,
Alonzo.
Just that country Midwest strength. Just,
or imagine he was from, like, North Dakota or Alaska or Canada, and you could actually, like, call him a polar bear.
Just, like, swinging a tree trunk.
Just big forearms, just hitting the shit, just mashing baseballs.
Stu Finer on Alonzo last night. Good for Stu.
Yeah, I love Stu. He said some really nice things to me this morning, and I will only listen to Stu.
He's a living legend.
He's Stu's the great. Best. Yeah. If he tells me that gambling doesn't matter, then I'm just going to listen to him.
It is about being entertaining. Otherwise, I mean, how would all of us be employed? Yeah, when you look at it, but Stu, yeah, well, I mean, all time legend. It's cool to see. He takes a huge interest in everybody here. Like it's
Stu's the best.
He's kind of in a way mentors a lot of us.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'll just say on here, like I turn no one Stu Finer. I'll never even be in that same sentence. But I turn up that yelling on videos a lot, the short videos, and I know I look ridiculous, and I definitely get a lot of comments about it. But like Stu encouraging me has helped my confidence a lot on it. Like just to look like a moron and just who cares and just fire it. Like Stu's influence has been big on me on that.
Stu's the best.
Yeah, I mean, let your freak flag fly, baby.
Just got to be around when he comes in with his garbage bag and taking out handfuls.
Oh, yeah. You probably haven't experienced that
yet. Yeah, baby.
It's fantastic. For me now.
Are we allowed to talk about that? I don't even know if we're allowed to talk.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think now it's at the point you get a nice little bag with my name on it, little F bag with a quarter in there, half. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, but Stu used to come in with a huge garbage bag full of like loose weed. And just like, he's like, yo, Smitty, you smoke? Like, yeah, I dabble, whatever. And just like comes out with a handful and just picks it up.
That's what he's learned now. So now everyone's got like their own little bags. He like knows the smokers.
That's so nice, man. He's like Santa Claus.
It's exactly what it is.
Have y'all been out to his house for a big swim summer pool thing?
I haven't yet.
He's been hammering me to do it. I got it.
The last time I talked to him, I think we had a Pick Central one potentially in the works for when everyone's back.
Okay. I want to make sure I do it before, because it's funny how. Like, this summer's I guess it's fun for me because Omaha just ate into it so much. It's probably been a little slower up here. But the dog days of summer is now the next few weeks. Like, once August hits, it's football to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to start. I feel like if you're going to have a successful football season, the work is done in August for the preparation, to me.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, you know, I feel like the years always do better in the football gambling is when you put in the July, August, like you can't prep enough.
When do camps start for college? D1. It's got to be soon, right?
I would assume so.
I think it's still just like the beginning of August, though. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
When they start like doing like full like pads practice.
The full pads.
They don't do full pads for a couple weeks.
Come on, you're not talking D3 Susquehanna life 2004. We're doing 3 days in the heat anymore. Sacrificing your limbs and dicks.
I'm saying helmets and
pointlessness.
Helmets and shoulder pads is what I'm saying. But even full pads, like that doesn't mean you're just like going full tackle. You just got the uniform on. You got the equipment on.
I don't even know if they do that anymore, to be honest with you.
You have to a little. I mean, you got to bang a little bit.
I hope so. Well, I don't know.
Well,
Mincy, you guys met Megan, too. That first game that Navy played last year.
Yeah, they didn't tackle at all.
He admitted they didn't tackle. They got washed.
It's absolutely. Yeah, they didn't practice it.
You got to hit a little bit, at least a little bit.
Oh, no, I agree. To play the game properly, you need to do that. But I don't know what's allowed and used. I just don't know.
I'm saying, and like, obviously, the probably first day you're going a little. But see, I'm saying the t-shirts thing and helmets, like they've done that kind of already.
We used to
like you do the spring training or whatever.
We used to do Oklahoma drills every day, followed by full contact 7-on-7 in D3 fucking football, where you would just get massacred.
That's wild.
Just absolutely.
Oklahoma drills banned now. From NCAA.
It probably should be.
Just do it on the beach.
It's so crazy. Exactly. Like, when I was like a 10-year-old doing Bull in the Ring.
Yeah.
It's so crazy the way, like, I'm only 26. I'm not that old. Like, things change so fast. Like, I remember going there, and they're picking guys. Like, you're going against another big guy. There's really not even a ball. You're just running. You just run full speed at each other. You just get your bells fucking rung. You're like holy shit.
Battering rams in the heat.
That's exactly what it is. And literally, you just basically run like head. It was just head on head.
I will say
those were the days, baby.
But the ones on the beach are so much fun to watch. Like during, like Panama
the
City,
best.
When they're just like everyone's hammered and they're just like running into each other, and you just
it's like
bathing suits flying or like just it turns into full fights and the whole beach erupts.
Last Oklahoma draw I did was at a wedding against Holly Mangold.
Did you win?
Do you think I won?
No.
Exactly.
No.
The monster.
Exactly.
Isn't she probably like a pretty gold medalist in the Olympics?
Yeah, she's a sprinter.
She's also probably had pretty good coaching, I would think.
Yeah. I would assume so. Hall of Fame family.
Shout out Nick Mangold, friend of the program.
Yes,
good guy. Very
exactly.
good guy.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging out with Nick. Nick got on me for not hitting him up about the NOLA trip, the Hogs trip.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, Megan came and kicked at NOLA during that time before. She had to keep it under the
technically
radar.
Technically employed, but it was a great time. Wish all of you could have been there.
Hmm. Well, guys, need to talk a little bit about BetterHelp. Life is full of stresses. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Your life is probably stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload and get your mind right. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life, someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything. When there are things you can't tell anyone or feel like you can't say to family and friends, you need to unload it and let it go, and that's what therapy can be. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it, and see if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/picks. That's BetterHelp.com/picks.
You're great at those.
Thank you. I used to be horrible at it. That just comes with a lot of practice. Hmm. Like, I didn't know how to do, like, ad reads, transitions, any of that stuff, like, the first year or two I did radio. But it's, you know,
seasoned vet.
Yeah, well, I had a three-hour show for 4 years without a co-host.
Yeah.
It's a lot of damn radio.
It's hard.
That's a whole, like, it's longer than Braveheart every day. So, I mean, I would just, like, throw the kitchen sink at them. I would do fantasy football, gambling. I'd talk, like, about restaurants, going to see music. Like, during non-football season, I'm just like, well, let's just talk about stuff I'm interested, you know, people are interested in, I guess.
I love how that's that's how you correlate time in your mind.
Braveheart.
It's like, oh, how long's your flight? About, you know, 1.5 Bravehearts across country, which we've done before. It's a good time.
Yeah, well, something like that, but glad to be here with you guys. Do y'all want to touch on, before we get the All-Star game more, I do want to say, what do y'all think? I'd like to hear y'all's opinions on this current NBA Finals situation. Suns up 2-1. Felt like game three was kind of an obvious win for Milwaukee when you really looked at it. You knew that they'd be really motivated at home, first final game since the 70s. Suns are 3-0 in game fours in this playoffs. They've got that with Chris Paul and Monty. It seems like they got, even though they're a younger team other than Paul, it seems like they got like a veteran moxie in a way, which is weird considering they haven't been to the playoffs in, what, 11 years? I'm just curious to hear what y'all have to say about game four tomorrow night. Bucks are still it's same line as game three. Bucks are a 4.5-point favorite. Y'all think Milwaukee evens it up or does Phoenix take a commanding lead?
I'll go with the Suns tomorrow. It's weird for me because I've been saying Suns in six, so you would lead me to believe that if you're saying Suns in six, you want the Bucks to win tomorrow. The 4-0, the game four set's interesting. I don't know how much I buy into it, whether it's just kind of like it's just kind of falling like that. I'm saying with Suns in six, I'm gonna say the Bucks win. Fuck it.
I'm just
doing math in my head. The game's tomorrow. I need to really dig in, but
assuming Ayton stays out of foul trouble, I think the Suns are gonna win in five. I just think they're the better team. And you were saying, like, you know, the veteran leadership of Chris Paul, like, they play like a veteran team. Like, absolutely they do. Ken Jack and I were talking today. This team, you think that, like, they were seemingly built up to this point just to have Chris Paul added and they become phenomenal.
I read, like, a crazy stat. I think it was, like, they're, like, 14-3 ATS after a loss. So, yeah, I like the Suns tomorrow, too.
It was, like, the game three. So, if Ayton had all the foul trouble, they literally don't have an inside presence if he's out because Saric had torn his ACL, too. So, when Ayton got in foul trouble, they were playing a five-guard lineup playing zone in the third quarter. Like, how the hell are you going to stop Giannis with that? I mean, you can't. But so, and then they kind of went ahead, and Booker didn't even play in the fourth quarter. It was kind of like they were like, look, we know we're going to lose. Yeah, we need to get him. He's been playing high minutes. He needs to get rest. I think this is one of those games that's going to be maybe the best game of the series. We've had three kind of, you know, dominant showing so far. I think the Suns scratch and claw out like a 3, 4, or 5-point win here on the road and just pull it out and then end up winning the series.
They're plus four, huh?
Plus four and a half.
I thought I saw this morning. Like
plus okay, maybe it went to four and a half.
I think it was a 4 -117 is what I saw this morning, I think.
Yeah, in the Barstool Sportsbook right now, it is 4.5.
Okay.
But, yeah, 4.5 -107.
Okay, yeah, Bucks. That changed from earlier. I don't know what it was, but
I don't know. I just
still think that's a Bucks line.
That's kind of what it was.
It seems like a blowout.
In my head. I was like, I like the Suns just as a team better. Yeah. I just think they're a more complete team. But I just think the Bucks at home, obviously with Sarge out, the size difference is massive, and they have been eating that up alive. So, I mean, I'm going to go with the Bucks tomorrow. I think the Bucks are going to pull even it up 2-2. I still think the Suns win the series. The Suns are just unbelievable at home. They've been almost unbeatable at home. So I still like the Suns for the series, but I would like to see the Bucks win just to make it like that. Then
I would like to see a 7-game series.
Make it real interesting. Like, give us a real, real series.
Will Dana Beers be in attendance? Do we know that?
He's here today. I don't know if he's going back.
You still never know.
You never know.
Could chug his way
up
there.
What did y'all think about all that drama?
About him missing the wedding or him just being at the game?
Missing the wedding.
I am not privy to any information.
My first reaction was no comment.
Yeah, yes. I'll say no comment.
I'll let him talk for himself.
Fair enough. You're right. I don't want to get involved in that either. I like Dana, and I don't know enough to throw gas on that fire.
I was also not at the wedding, so I cannot say much. So,
were you invited to the wedding?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
So with
I'm just newer.
No, 10-week-old at home. It's tough to go anywhere outside of 2 hours. Yeah.
Looked like a big time. Big
did.
Wedding Sunday at Marina and Coley.
Yeah, big FOMO. Big FOMO.
The Coley one looked really nice. Something Maine on the water.
It looked good.
Captain of the Honkers.
Mm-hmm.
Pink? I like the gray with the pink. I was a fan.
Yeah. I didn't see whether he was wearing Jordans or not. I would say he probably.
He was tweeting about the Red Sox draft like right after the wedding, which I thought was pure Coley, because they got Marcella Mayer, who was like who was supposed to be the number one overall prospect, and he fell to 4, shortstop, high school kid. And like, I mean, you got to love Coley. Like, yeah, he was former Usher at Fenway, though, right? I think he used to be.
Something like that.
He was something. He just gets married and is like tweeting about the high school kid get drafted. I love it.
Sox game fell to the Phillies, though.
I got married in April. No sports really to watch. So
it's perfect.
Is that a thing up here in the North? Like in the South, it's very taboo to do fall weddings during football season. Like people are like, it's like you're not like people get really pissed.
Yeah, like you're not supposed to.
Yeah, our wedding was scheduled for the first week of college football, and people weren't happy. So then a pandemic happened, and we had to cancel the wedding. So worked out for everybody.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, everyone kind of got
married. Have you not got married yet?
Oh, no, we moved it up and just made it, like, small, just like family.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But no sports, so, I mean, everyone was kind of happy.
Yeah, like, small, you'll just say, like, 20 or, like,
50? 40 people.
40?
Yeah, like last July. July 25th.
July 25th? Congratulations. Yeah. Is there any kind of like post-wedding, like now that we're out of COVID, throwdown to celebrate?
We were going to go to Hawaii once, things kind of settled down, but then we accidentally decided to have a kid instead.
That happens.
So, yeah, I think we're pretty stationary for the time being, for better or worse. What a blessing from God.
Congrats.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Congrats, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hang in there.
Sounds awesome.
You sound super thrilled.
Yeah. I think it's for our honeymoon, instead of instead of Hawaii, we went to the Avalon, Jersey Shore. I was like, okay, we went to Atlantic City for a night.
I mean, AC's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Why not?
As long as y'all had a good time, that's all that counts.
Sure.
Did she let you gamble any in Atlantic City on your honeymoon?
No, we didn't even go to Atlantic City because it was a pandemic. It was still closed.
Okay.
So we just went like to the beach for 2 nights.
Okay.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's lovely.
What a lovely existence we lead.
So sounds like it. Before we switch over, I want to talk some NFL today. Let's talk about Cuts Clothing. Fellas, the sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and wardrobe. Your fits need to be versatile, blending timeless style and comfort so that you look as good as you feel. For that, there's Cuts Clothing. They've taken a classic men's fashion staple, the plain tee, and refined it, combining premium quality with a minimalist aesthetic. Cut shirts, polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts are made for the man who works hard, plays hard, and never settles for less, all in the sport of business. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. You get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/picks. That's Cut Clothing. Now I'm screwing up the reads, Megan, after you complimented me. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
The only one.
The only one. Thanks to Cuts Clothing. They sent us a bunch of stuff. It is very, very comfortable. Although I'll say I put on some Cuts Clothing a couple weeks ago and realized I need to get my fat ass back running to the gym. Feel like the month on the road, not good. Definitely got some man boobs comments yesterday online. So we got to write.
People are dropping moobs?
Walker and I were both losing weight for a while. And it was funny.
Such
people,
a funny word.
Yeah. People are always giving Walker crap. So of I was course. Like, we've got the Mississippi man boob reduction race going. But the Omaha and the last month have not been good.
So Brendan's are just little. Brendan's a little pointier.
Yeah, Brandon's got some milkers.
Yeah, no.
Like cones?
I think udders. Kate's coined them. He's got cone tits.
Conies.
I feel like easy to latch just on. In the team name, I guess I have honkers?
Yeah, no,
do I have honkers?
See, me and you we're more full-chested, for
okay.
sure.
Thank you, Ev. Well, either way, we're going to get back on it. I wanted to get into this being like we're going to talk Major League Baseball All-Star Game and give picks here in a little bit. But I wanted to touch a little bit on the NFL. Just getting excited, and also having Megan in here. Megan, I know you like you've handicapped the NFL a lot. I know you're a huge Russell Wilson fan. Is what
I'm not Mr. loving Unlimited. Seattle as much this year. I just feel like with his whole wanting more money, just back and forth. I guess last year he was all the whole Mr. Unlimited thing going for him, and I don't know. I feel like Russell Wilson's stock is kind of plummeting, but I hope he proves me wrong.
They still have no like O line, right?
That was the thing. He kind of was saying he wanted out of there because they hadn't had an O line.
Yeah.
So I don't even think it's like his stock personally, just the team around him. Just isn't.
Yeah.
The receivers are pretty good.
Yeah, DK is really helping.
No, yeah, I'm not going to.
The defense isn't great. O line's not great.
That NFC West is, I mean.
Just when everything's bad around you, it doesn't make you look good. He can't keep putting the team on his back constantly. Well, I mean, he can't be Mr. Unlimited like every fucking minute. Like, it's insane. You need people. You need a team. And he doesn't have it.
I think the Rams far and away run away with that division.
You think so?
I think Matt Stafford puts up an MVP type year because they're just going to let him sling. And
they've been sucking his dick in the offseason, yep. seeing him in camp.
I do think that there was a lot of takes on the Stafford-Goff trade, and I think McVay squeezed everything he could out of Goff.
I agree.
And when you look at when Goff succeeded, it was way more off play action than anybody in the NFL. And I think the Goff to Stafford upgrade. Like, a lot of the Lions fans are like, oh, we went from Stafford to Goff. It's not that big a downgrade. We got all this. Yeah, it is.
Matt Stafford, he's a Hall of Famer in my mind. Like, statistically, he should be, regardless. But if he was playing anywhere else outside of Detroit, he would be considered like one of the greats right now.
Well, I think him playing with the Rams is going to put him in a spot to where I think the casual fan is going to start to see that. Because I think we just haven't seen him play in a lot of big games. So I think casual fan, you think of the best guys, you think playoff, deep playoff runs. You're not used to seeing him big. I think now you're going to see him. Obviously, things work out. You're going to see him deep in the playoffs, making runs, and that making like big throws and big moments.
You see big throws and big moments he's made while injured far in his career. Plus, throwing for 5,000 yards, granted he hasn't in a decade, but like consistently over 4,500. His over under right now is 4,700 in the 17 game season. I think he throws for 5K.
Definitely. You don't think they're gonna? He is older. You don't think they're gonna try to run the ball?
Well, I mean, they can with Cam Akers. Yeah. They can do whatever they want, but I mean, with Cooper Kupp.
Robert Woods. They got tight ends are good. They got good tight ends.
I mean,
too.
Higbee, like they're gonna do a lot of shit.
They're gonna sling it for sure.
Yeah, and McVay's gonna have fun with them.
Oh, I feel like McVay has been, he kept it quiet, but I feel like he's been wanting this for more than a while.
Yeah,
he definitely has.
That golf. Well, they gave golf that 4 year, like 134. I remember they gave the Rams that kind of got him stuck for a little bit, but McVay, was obviously. The genius offensive mind, and all these coaches got hired off the McVay tree. Zach Taylor for the Bengals, and obviously LaFleur for Green Bay, and it's been a huge thing. And him not having to deal with Goff's limitations, I don't think you're wrong.
Stafford's gonna sling it, Benjamin. I got five way too early NFL futures.
Okay.
For so the I was crew. Looking at them this morning. That's what I was looking at right now.
Five of them. Number one is now I was telling Big Ev earlier, it's one of my favorite take a look at of all time. The Smitty money shot of the day, year, life, that's out. That's out. No more money
no
shots.
No more money shots. They retire with Tommy.
Yeah, they're done.
The money shots of the day were like 0-19. Like.
Yeah, and they were good bets, though. You take a look at them, they'll still hammer them every time responsibly. But number one, DeAndre Swift over 850.5 yards rushing. They got a new coach who already said he wants to take out kneecaps for whatever reason. They're going to ground the ball big time. He's the number one running back. Kerryon Johnson's out of there. They got Jamal Williams in there. He's going to be a pretty much an every down back. He rushed for like 550 last year, getting like one of every four carries. He's a workhorse. You know him from Georgia. He's a fucking workhorse.
And he's also, I like him on that turf too because he can run. Yeah. I mean, great last name for a running back, Swift.
Beyond belief. He went to Roan's High School, St. Joe's Prep. His high school highlight tape, his sophomore year, was the most impressive thing I've ever seen at any level.
I'm going to go watch that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I still can't get over him dropping that week 1 pass.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had the Lions. That was a heartbreaking game.
It's a rookie. No, great. A rookie. But he's going to ground and pound it this year. 850 over. And the last four I'll run through.
Oh, you're good. No, I like
Yeah.
Chargers over 9 wins.
I like that.
17-game season. Only approved the roster. Yeah.
Just getting Anthony Lynn the hell out of there is worth like 2 or 3.
How many games they lose by like less than 7 points last year?
Yeah, and he just blew. He played not to win and so conservative so much. I remember, do y'all remember the game last year where they were beating the Chiefs like 17-9 and he punted to Mahomes and O'Taylor? Mm-hmm. So what the hell is
this guy? He beat himself almost every game. It was ridiculous.
And Staley, you know, coming off the McVay tree, did a great job as the Rams defensive coordinator. I know he's a young guy, but you know, there's a lot of upside there. And Justin Herbert certainly looks good. And then the Chargers have a lot of underrated talent on D. They got some talent on that D. Hopefully Derwin James can stay a little more healthy. That's been a big problem.
Between Herbert, like, might actually be a top 5 QB after this year, if not top 10. Like, he is the absolute truth in my mind. Keenan Allen could lead the league in receiving yards easily.
Keenan Allen's a dog. He's underrated.
Hunter Henry, if he's healthy, like,
They still got Mike Williams.
I mean, you know, Eckler out of the backfield. They can do some damage.
Smitty, you're going high on LA football this year. It sounds like.
Well, you know, first two, why not? I told you my non-money shot of the year.
I definitely don't lock it in. I
like the Chargers thing too.
And then you got Eagles under 6.5. They stink. It's plus money right now.
That's spiteful.
It's goddamn right. It's spiteful. They fucking suck.
That's one of those. You're doing that because it's like if that doesn't happen, no. Like your Eagles.
Oh, you think I want them to go 7-9 this year and just break? That's what. That's exactly what's going to happen. By the way,
I know.
Once
it is.
I hammer them responsibly at plus 135, they're going to go 7-9.
I know.
Fucking stink. If they win 4 games this year, I'm going to be shocked.
Let me ask you, where are you at mentally on Jalen Hurts?
You got to give him a shot. And this is his 1 year where you're rebuilding. You can kind of see what he has. Do I think he has the ability to be a top-tier franchise QB that's going to lead him to a Super Bowl? Probably not. But you put yourself in this position, you're not just going to give him away or bench him right now. See what he's got. He's a good kid. He's saying all the right thing. He's working his balls off this offseason. I want to see him do well. I'm hoping he does. I mean, they got a head coach, Nick Sirianni, who nobody even thought to interview during the offseason. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to have that help that he deserves to have. Hopefully, Devontae Smith comes in, just adds on to his Heisman year. But, I mean, you still got Jalen Reagor, who was picked before Justin Jefferson.
When that happened in that draft, The Vikings were
fucking laughing. They were laughing.
It was comical. 1,400 yards last year.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I don't know how you can't have watched it. That'll be what I get into in a second when we talk mine. But the 19 LSU thing, I don't know how you couldn't have.
It always amazes me sometimes the way GMs like just overthink things where it's like, this guy was really good at football, but let's take this other guy. Because he ran like a 0.1 faster 40 or like a tenth of a second faster 40 or whatever. Like, I just don't see because I just think when you see like teams that consistently draft well, like I remember there was a big story, like this is going way back, but like the Ravens they've just had an obviously a track record of drafting very well.
Of course, Ozzie Newsome.
Terrell Suggs, when he came out, he ran a slow 40, and their story was they were licking their chops. Like, great, now we have a chance to get him.
Yeah, how often do you run a 40 rushing the passer? It's all about, you know.
He had so many sacks in college. It was unbelievable. It's just, I don't get what teams they just, I get there's certain things like a Laquon Treadwell, for example, like hasn't worked out where he was great at college. But I just think so many times these GMs, they just always think they're the smartest guy in the room when there's 32 other guys that also think that.
Well, that's Howie Roseman. That's Howie Roseman 101. It's tried to outsmart everybody in the room, including your fucking self.
Exactly.
And the year before that, it was J.J. Arcega-Whiteside when you had D.K. Yeah. Metcalf and Terry McClellan. Like, it's unbelievable every single year this happens. I will say this. Devontae Smith was at least the correct pick, trading up to get him. The only way that it doesn't work out is if Waddle, who was taken at 6, somehow blows up to be a superstar, and Smith is dick because the Eagles originally had that 6 pick. But that, you know, even now,
well, the Eagles, or Eagles future fans, looking back Eagles at fans it. Will always find a way to say how they didn't pick a guy, even though
fact.
Literally like Metcalf, literally every team passed on him. Every single team.
Fact, but.
And he's an
come on.
Absolute
They
monster.
Will always, like a Terry McLaurin, like he was a third round pick. Everyone passed on him.
But DK was such the obvious pick in that position. And you go and pick J.J. Arcega-Whiteside with the basis of, oh, he's going to be our red zone threat. What the fuck is DK Metcalf? Have you seen him with the shirt off? Like, he can do whatever
Animal.
He wants. So
6'4 with like a 40-inch vertical.
So under 6.5.
Under 6.5. And two more real quick.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, under 39, under 100 yards. Like, he's not even named the starter yet officially, is he?
I kind of like Fitzmagic.
I like him too, but...
I think he's so raw this year. Like, he just does... I think he's, like, so not giving a fuck. He's just, like, going to go out there and have fun with it, and he's going to absolutely kill. That's my
But
take.
Rivera, they're going to be, like, a physical team trying to win on defense. I mean, are they going to, like... Is he going to be trying
Chase
to throw
Young.
For 300 or 400 yards?
We talked about it more. We were talking about before the show. I think it's more about... I mean, I forget. I always fuck up how you say his last name. Heinke, whatever. He looked fucking good.
Yeah.
In that playoff game. I mean, he's a young guy. We were talking, like... They go out and lose. They got a great defense. They go out and lose a couple of games. Fitzpatrick looks like shit 1-2 games. I mean,
they're going to bench him. They're going to bench him for the what's his name? Heineken?
Heineke? I don't know how the fuck you say his last name.
Taylor Heineke. He's a beast at Old Dominion.
That's what I mean.
He's
they're really they're going to give him a shot if Fitzy loses two in a row, which is very, very possible. And then Fitzy comes back and absolutely slings it for like 6 straight 500 yard games. It's just a matter where they go over 3,900.
Probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. And the last one, I hate it, and I hate to do it to myself. But Carson Wentz over 3,700 yards.
Yes.
Is just
yes.
like.
Free.
Like, yeah.
It's all
as long as he's healthy.
It almost sounds it's almost fishy.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
it's so low.
I mean, 2 years ago, he was literally throwing to all he had, which was his dick in his hand. And he threw for 4,000 yards. Like, he's going to eclipse 4,000 yards.
It almost just doesn't make sense. It's like they're banking on him getting benched or hurt.
And then seven. Also keep in mind.
Like in 17 games.
Yeah, 17.
Crazy.
Yeah,
17 games. I mean, unless he mentally shits himself, which is a possibility. They're going to give him so many chances in Indy.
I'm in on him. I've said all offseason I'm buying the
What's
stock
the Colts over under right now?
10.
Oh, yeah. They made it where it's tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like it.
10. And, two more to throw out there, and Matt Stafford, we're going to talk about over 4,700. Now, the Lamar Jackson passing yards, 3,200 yards. And Ken Jack and I were looking at each other like, what the fuck, 3,200 yards? Like, that's biblically low. Last year, he had 2,700 yards. His MVP year, 2 years ago, he only had 3,100 yards. So that's something like...
He runs the ball a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was shocked.
They play with a lot of leads, too.
I was shocked to see it that low. So, like, I would not bite on that.
Also, I think with Dobbins this year, it's like, I think they're gonna really run the ball well. I'm just a Dobbins, obviously an Ohio State guy, but I think anyone who watched him the second half of last year, you're a believer. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He's very, very good. So I'm not saying, you know, take the under on that. Just, like, you see that, it's like an automatic responsible bet over. But – I don't know.
I agree. It smells a little fishy. The other thing I mentioned, you mentioned that to me off the air. Lamar has not gotten hurt, and that's good. And I don't want to ever even – I hate to even mention this, but he runs the ball a lot in a very physical, cold-weather division. I mean, he's an injury risk out there just because of the style he plays. And I don't – I mean, hopefully he stays healthy forever, but that's another reason to not take over is just the fact that he's running a lot in cold-weather games against the Steelers, Browns, and Bengals. No. That's the most physical division by far.
Right.
Like, it didn't even close.
That's it's like you don't want to put that bad juju on him.
No.
It almost feels like he's, like, due, kind of. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, I hope he, if it does happen, I hope he gets his big contract first, at least.
If this, if it happens, we're going to, you know how many people are going to, like, play back the clip of you saying that?
Oh, sure. The Burrow. No, I did it to Joe
you
Burrow.
You did. You did. You killed Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Oh, he did do that.
I he did. Killed Joe Burrow.
Don't show Dave that clip, please. Jeez. Nobody tagged Dave in that clip.
What, did him killing Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Like, he literally was like,
no, Big Cat tweeted. So he goes, Mitzi killed Joe Burrow.
Nobody re-show Dave that clip, please.
We just need Joe Burrow to stay healthy this year. That's all I want him to do is just make it through the season and be healthy.
Well, those are Smitty's way too early NFL futures. Expect DeAndre Swift to get decapitated sometime in the preseason after I responsibly put a large number on him. Just a heads up.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I mentioned this before. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to go off.
I was looking.
I think he is going to go off.
Yeah, the line's not
Burrow
up on the Barstool
already,
Sportsbook.
Him and Burrow already have chemistry. Mm. They're in that tough division. They're going to be playing from behind and chunking it. And like when you looked at last year, like Burrow tried so hard to get AJ Green going the first.
Where did AJ Green go?
He went to
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Gerald's still out there.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals are like plus 600 to win their division.
To win the West?
It's just a tough to win. The Niners are going to be super good. The Niners had their whole team. I've never seen a rash of injury. Well, the Giants have had that happen a couple years too. But literally, like by week 7 last year, I don't even know if the Niners were just a corpse out there.
No, they were. They had so many injuries. It was like literally every
The rookie QB.
Yeah.
But, man, they're going to go with Garoppolo.
You still think?
I do.
I guess.
I think early at least they will. He didn't play at all last year. He really only started one season.
It was his ankle all last year, wasn't it? Like a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the thing with the Niners, it's the Ayuk and Debo. They got some young dudes out there.
Kittle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
they
got
a nice receiving core.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that went from like a big weakness to a huge strength.
But, I mean, when they're clicking and firing all cylinders during their Super Bowl year, I mean, throwing was the last thing that they wanted to do.
Yeah, they threw it like 9-10 times in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay.
With their running backs, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, the O-line.
Did you hear that Shanahan, literally when the Stafford trade was made, he was watching tape on Stafford? that they were like about to try to like make a run for him? Niners were. He said he literally was like somewhere on vacation. He was literally watching Stafford tape. And then the trade got announced, and he was like, fuck.
Shame.
The Niners with Stafford.
That would be insane.
They'd be like the best team I've ever seen.
I don't know. I think the Rams with him.
Not literally, but I'm saying, like, they'd be fucking awesome.
They'd be an improvement, of course, but the Rams with Stafford, I think that's the perfect situation that he could
be in. They might even...
The perfect situation.
That's going to be a fun debate.
I'm a big Shanahan believer. I just feel like in that offense, I just think they've built, like, the way they built the receiver, which the Rams have too, like they obviously have great offensive weapons, but I just think the way, like I'm a huge Debo guy, I'm a huge Ayuk guy. They're built to win for a long time with that. If they had Stafford,
I like him on the Rams more. I just like him on the right. Just with McVay calling. I mean, Stafford needs to be somewhere where he's slinging it.
But I'm saying I think
they're going to have to mix in runs and read options a little bit with the 49ers to make their running game work.
But I'm saying with the threat of being have a guy that can really sling the rock, like the run game just opens up even more.
You say that with any quarterback.
But I'm saying not one that's as good as Stafford. Like I'm saying, it's different when you have Jimmy G back there.
It's different.
But that's my point.
Okay. Yes, I would rather have Matt Stafford over.
I was kind of surprised the Niners didn't go after Matt Ryan a little bit to reunite him and Shanahan after the year they had when he won the MVP. I thought with Atlanta rebuilding, that would have made a little sense. That was kind of what I thought that could have gotten. I want to ask Megan, you're a Saints fan. What do you think about this Jameis? What do y'all think about this Jameis thing? To be honest,
I mean,
I like it.
I don't hate it. I mean, we didn't get to see too much of Jameis at all last year, so I don't really know. I mean, is he our guy? I'm not sure. Is Taysom Hill our guy?
I don't see if you can't make Taysom Hill. You ain't paying Mike Thomas $20 million a year, so Taysom Hill can complete nine balls.
I think the Saints are at eight. Is it 8.5 of win total? I think it might.
Eight and a half. I thought it was like nine and a half. If it's 8.5, I'm on that. Look, here's Drew Brees, all-time legend. Saints are 8-1 when he doesn't start the last couple of years. They're loaded on the O-line and D-line. I'm not saying the Saints win 12 again. I do think they take a little step back. They lost a lot for cap stuff. But they kept the core of the team together. Behind Lattimore at corner, they're a little weak. So if Lattimore has a bad year, corner could be a little bit of a problem. But
what if Jameis is throwing up 6 picks a game, though?
We haven't seen what he can do after LASIK even. Like, I'm not sold.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess last year, I mean, when they wanted to throw it deep in that playoff game.
I'm liking the Mike Thomas bounce back year. He had the year from hell last year, too, with James. I'm feeling the Mike Thomas big bounce back.
I'm just not sold. I don't know. I love the Saints, like, personally, but I don't think that this is going to be a great year for the Saints.
I think they're going to make a wild card and be like, I mean, I'm thinking like 10-7.
I just think as much as people didn't want to admit it with Brees, they were just very limited.
They definitely were.
I think just when Jameis, it is obviously you might see more turnovers, but the offense is going to open up quite a bit.
Maybe bet more Saints overs this year because of that. Because Jameis is like the all time over quarterback with the picks and the high strong. I got to make sure I get this. Our final read. We've got great sponsors here. We must give them their love. IP Vantage is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, and what you're watching is all protected. If you care about the security of your online activity, the easiest way to protect yourself is with IPVanish VPN. Rated 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, IPVanish provides an encrypted connection for all of your internet traffic, helping to prevent websites, Wi-Fi providers, and even hackers from intercepting your data. You can help keep your financial details, personal info, and online activity safe from threats with IPVanish. Get started with this limited-time offer and save 65% of monthly and annual subscriptions by going to IPVanish.com/central. One more time. That's IPVanish.com/central. We got to make some all-star game picks here before we get out of here, guys. I'll let anybody else take the floor but me with my how this baseball.
I literally have not even looked
at it. Yeah, all-star game's such a bullshit.
I'm taking I told TJ earlier over 11. I'm going to kind of bailing on that. I'm going to take the American League minus run and a half plus 140 just to get in plus odds. I do think it's going to be a little higher scoring in Coors Field, so I'm a little more likely to lay the run.
I already said I've taken Ohtani and him to record a hit and to a strikeout. So that's
plus 130.
Over runs inning one minus 152. Juice is a little high, but come on. Somebody's scoring a run in the first inning. Scherzer's not the ace of the National League. Everyone knows Zach Wheeler should be starting. Somebody's, you know, Ohtani might go bomb first pitch.
Ohtani's been good. He's not like the ace of the AL.
No.
Ace of the L either.
No. Somebody's scoring a run first thing. And the fucking Major League Baseball All-Star game, these bullshit, hypocritical Major League Baseball. And I'm not even talking about the politics, which is like the whole issue. When they fucking ended in a tie, 15 years ago? And then the next year, try to make it important by saying that, home field for the World Series gets decided by the All-Star game? Fuck you, Bud Selig. That's still one of the most egregious moves in all of sports that I've ever seen. Why would you say it's that important if you're going to end it in a tie, you piece of shit?
Just asinine, Smith.
Oh, I hate asinine. I hated it. I hated the All-Star game ever since.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this was one of those things when I was a kid, I used to love it. You know, the All-Star
game. Of course. Of course. As a kid, it's different now because, like, I remember, like, my dad and, like, older generations talking. That's the only time you can see, like, players play outside your market. Like, you could only watch, like, Phillies games growing up in Philadelphia. Like, if you wanted to see, especially someone from, like, the AL West, you couldn't just watch. Now you can see him all the time. You see him Ohtani bombs.
Except when you're blacked out, you have a blackout and you can't watch a fucking team.
Yeah, but you can see the clips on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff.
I want to watch the game. I pay so much money and I still fucking can't watch at the Astros. I'm 3 hours away.
Wait, the Astros are blacked out.
Yeah, in Lafayette. I cannot get the Astros. You get the Rangers. You get the Braves. No Astros.
I don't understand the blackout rules
That's
either.
Fucking stupid. Yet.
Fuck Bud Selig. And Friedman. Whoever his name
yeah,
is now.
Manfred.
Manfred.
Yeah. I don't know that I've heard one positive thing said about Rob Manfred.
Unbelievable. Is there a commissioner that people like right now? Silver, I guess?
Silver. I feel like people like Silver.
People hate Bettman.
I don't know. People did like Silver, but I feel like he got, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's still liked overall, but
I think the NBA players like him.
Okay.
I think at least.
I guess. He's like one of those guys you don't even just think he's running the show.
But I feel like that's kind of a good thing.
I guess. I don't know. China running everything?
Well, I don't want to go there. I was just saying all the...
That's why I stopped short.
I was just saying more all the ones when you think of right off the bat, they're just hit. Like, Goodell obviously comes like, hated.
Hated.
Manfred. Hated. Everyone hates him. Silver, kind of, like, I feel like if you're kind of just, like, in the background doing your thing, that's not the worst thing in the world for the commissioner.
I would agree with that.
Did Aaron Nola make it too, Smitty, or just
no,
Zach Wheeler?
No, no. Zach Wheeler. Wheeler and Romuto is starting now that Posley's out. Which Posey, I mean, just a guaranteed all-star vote in for the last 10 years after not learning how to block home plate and changing the most exciting play in sports.
Yeah, that
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
I agree with you. I don't. I think
most exciting fucking play in sports. Bang bang play at home.
It is always weird to me how like with certain rules in games, just one it happens one time bad, and they just change it forever.
Yeah, Chase Utley rule.
Forever.
Like it's fucking. Who is the shortstop? Flores.
I think so.
Yeah. Flores is the one crying.
Yeah, he cried when he thought they were getting traded.
Yeah. Whoever the shortstop was, if he didn't turn his back to the sliding Chase Utley, like he doesn't do a pirouette and injures himself.
It came up yesterday. Smitty, do you like the Phillies to win the division?
I don't.
Big Cat was talking about
I don't like them. I think they're a good play right now, plus 700. Like, yeah, I think between them, it's plus 700 and the Nationals plus 600. I think either of them can end up on top. But the Mets are still the front runner right now. It's going to come down to if the Mets can land Chris Bryant or somebody to help out their hitting. Because if they do and everyone stays healthy, I mean, they'll probably take it. But the Phillies are healthy now. And if they can somehow get Chris Bryant, which they can't because they have absolute balls in their farm system, like, they might be able to move.
I mean, hadn't the Phillies had like a historically bad bullpen this year, and they're still in it? I mean, they've blown.
Yeah.
They've blown a ton of
games.
They've blown like
20 games in the first half.
Anytime I've taken the Phillies in the first five, like, that's
exactly.
All I'm going to touch.
The smart cookie right there. The smart cookie. However, the last three series, bullpen has been better, and they are healthy. Archie Bradley's back in the bullpen. They finally have a closer in Ranger Suarez, who has come out of nowhere. I mean, if Hector Neris and Jose Alvarado can just be put in spots. You never know. Get another piece
in
there.
Think they're going to check Ohtani before the All-Star game?
They better. Actually, I mean, the All-Star game is the only game where everything should just be legal.
I think
like,
so
have
too.
Them sauce up for 2 weeks before the All-Star game. Yeah.
Ev, do you think the Yankees bounce back second half? Or
no, not really.
I noticed some serious
things. It's more even because
a realistic fan.
For me, it's like even if they bounce back and all of a sudden say they go on a run and they play well and they make the playoffs, I just don't believe in them. To make a deep run in the playoffs. Like, I just don't believe they're a championship team. Sorry. God, I'm dying. They don't have the starting pitching.
Like the Yankees.
Yeah, literally. Literally. They just don't have the starting pitching, which in playoffs, you just a must have. I mean, the bullpen's regressed. I keep saying the power hitting righties, home run or bust, it doesn't win in the playoffs. We've seen it year after year. I don't believe, like I said, even if they make a run, I just don't see them competing with the best teams. The AL East, I think, is going to be.
You think the Red Sox tail off at all?
It's not.
They
even,
were like 20-1 before.
It's not even tail off. I just think them a little similar. Just I don't think they have the starting pitching to win in the postseason, at least long term.
The Rays are just so damn consistent. Doesn't matter who's there. Somebody just steps up.
They just have a million good arms.
I would say
that
I thought they'd fall back after losing.
Their
guys
bullpen
last
is
year.
They just
always have like every pitcher on their staff is just good. Mm-hmm. Bullpen, everything, starting solid. It's just crazy. And they just don't have the name guys, but they just hit.
It's impressive. Do you think the Astros Rays win that division, Megan?
I think the Astros
think
do.
So? You
I,
feel good
I,
about
I
the
like
team?
The Astros. Yeah. Again, we just need our bullpen to come through a little bit more. And, I mean, our bats have been there. They need Bregman to get healthy. I believe he's still out. I don't know for a fact, though, because I'm blacked out. But, yeah, I think the Astros definitely could take it all the way. Actually, I'm on a redemption tour with the Astros this year. So,
what's their pitching like? Is Verlander's
he's
been
hurt,
right?
He's on the IL. Yeah. Yeah, you have Valdez, you have your QWERTY, you have.
But those are also guys that just like come out of nowhere, kind of.
Yeah, they have good days. They have the bad days, like the fucking took the
Greinke's
the Yankees.
Still cooking, right?
Yeah, Greinke's still cooking. Like when I took the Yankees the other day, fucking who was it, Valdez? I mean. Yankees blew him up all first five. Then fucking Jose Altuve came, nice walk off for me. So
yeah.
I don't know. They
Altuve,
hurt.
Man, those Altuve. That's the second the walk off in the NLCS. Those are some of the worst.
He's such a little cocksucker, man. I fucking Altuve. I fucking hate Altuve. Hate him. That was a nightmare.
The one thing that's good for Astros fans is Altuve is probably going to take a hometown discount and just play there for life because he can't play anywhere else.
Nope, he's not going to be able to go anywhere.
Nobody else is going
to
take him.
If he goes anywhere, people just throw eggs at him. Like, it's just going to be bad.
Honestly, a team in the AL that I think has a chance to make a run that's not, like, in the mix right now is the Blue Jays.
I like the Blue Jays. They have some great pitching.
Now that Springer's back healthy, I mean, they've got some decent pitching. Not the best, but, I mean, they've got a stacked
Ryu's
lineup. They can definitely score some runs. Yeah, Robbie Ray, too. I mean,
they've
got some arms. I think they're a team to look out in the second
half. I like taking Ray a lot. Like, so that's one that I tend to.
It's a shame that White Sox Dave is literal trash because the White Sox would be so rootable if he wasn't.
I love the White Sox team.
Yeah, you haven't met White Sox Dave.
I've liked betting on them.
Yes.
As much as I hate it, but they've definitely been good to me.
The left-handed betting against the lefty thing.
Oh, yeah. They smash lefties. They just smash.
And they've really been injured. Like, they've had a ton of guys out for a while.
I mean, some of their starters, like, haven't even, like, been playing at, like, they're like Yoan Moncada has not been producing.
No, even like Giolito was a Cy Young.
Yeah, he's
horse.
Been not great.
Not
he's
great.
Been a little better recently. But.
Yeah,
was that this year or last year he threw the no hitter? Was that
last year?
It was last year.
But I feel like there've been so many no hitters.
Like hard. Carlos Rendon or Rendon has been fucking awesome.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah, Rendon's I think favorite in Cy Young in the American League right now.
They've had some guys step up.
That's really the only division that's kind of decided.
It's just a shame. White Sox Dave. He's literal trash. You'd like him, though. You can take him home. Put him in your garden. It's a good gnome.
Good gnome.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for the Yak up next. Megan, I know you're heading back to Louisiana. Thank you for joining us the last 2 days on Pick Central. It's been fun having you in the office. And,
thanks.
Hope to see you back here every couple months, hopefully. Yeah,
hopefully. Thanks for having me. It was fun while I was here.
Always a pleasure with Smitty and Ev. Appreciate our production crew, TJ Zah. Y'all are all awesome. Stay tuned for the Yak up next. Enjoy the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight.